Medicine Director at St. Vincent's Catholic Medical Centers in Manhattan. Dr. Richard Westfall, as many of you know in this room, has taught decades of paramedics and EMTs. He was chairman of the Medical Advisory Committee and set up many of the protocols that we're using today. He and his staff were the first ones to receive victims from the World Trade Center. Richard, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Dr. Beeson. In speaking today, I think we're all very, very well aware of September 11th and the over 5,000 victims we had, over 300 firefighters, over 50 Port Authority police, and over 30 New York police officers that died that day. But what I'm trying to do, if I can, in this time I have, is to set the table a little bit and try to just establish who is today's ceremony about. I think primarily, as mentioned initially by the Cardinal, we're here for our 8 fellow EMS workers who made the ultimate sacrifice. As we have such a diverse country, such a multicultural city, well, EMS in New York City is multi-organizational, and as we can tell of the 8 EMS professionals who died on September 11th, 2 come from FITNE EMS, members of DC 37 Local 2507 Paramedic Union. 2 come from New York Presbyterian Hospital. 1 comes from Cabrini Hospital. 1 comes from Hunter Ambulance. 1 comes from MetroCare Ambulance. And 1 comes from Forest Hills Volunteer Ambulance in Queens. So you can see the losses reflected our community as a whole. Today's ceremony, I think, also is about, I've been fortunate in the last couple of weeks to meet with some of the families, and it's truly about the families of our heroes as well, because in so many ways of getting to speak to you, I've come to realize you are the heroes' heroes, because the courage and the strength and the grace that you've demonstrated since September 11th is incredible, and I thank you all for coming today, because I realize how difficult this must be for you also. But it's about you. On September 11th, I was told, as I was at St. Vincent's Emergency Department and watching the ambulances come in and the firefighters and police and rescuers and Port Authority police and so many victims, I was told the main focus of the media that day was going from President Bush in Washington to Ground Zero and our incredible mayor, Rudolph Giuliani, and then to many of the hospitals to see victims coming in. And it would go back again to President Bush, to Mayor Giuliani, back to the hospitals. The only thing that I think was inadvertently missed is that you have to finish that gap. How did so many victims come from Ground Zero and land in our emergency departments? While the victims obviously ended much too soon, there were over 2,500 patients that were brought from Ground Zero to our hospitals. And obviously they were brought by the paramedics and EMTs of New York City. All of you had your hands in the burning embers and lifted and helped those victims and those rescuers who were victims to a place of safe harbor. And that's what this ceremony is about today. It's about you and everything you did. That day there were over 50 ambulances were destroyed. There were over hundreds of paramedics and EMTs that were literally running and driving with their patients, with buildings falling. It's about you. It's also about, there were many paramedics and EMTs who worked that evening, worked that night, or couldn't get in because of the bridges and the tunnels and the trains were closed. So when you came, there was no work for you to do. It's about you also, because you were committed to come and you were ready to do that. For our EMS professionals who were disabled, who were sick, or who were away that day, you know, and we know, that you would have been here and would have participated if you could. So it's about you also. You're very special. That day, and those first few days, as to all of us, was a tremendous blur. But one of the things I remember very much so was, besides the remembrances of the EMTs and the paramedics who told us what they went through at Ground Zero from the different services and everywhere around the city, I think the one feeling that was coming through and got stronger as the first few days went on was an intense frustration on the parts of the paramedics and the EMTs in New York City. And that frustration was based upon, you know, if you can analogize, if there was a terrible robbery going on in New York City today, tremendous robbery, and we took all the police officers and put them in their police cars and tied their hands behind their backs. That's the way our paramedics and EMTs felt that day. There were no victims. They sat and they waited, and they sat and they waited. But as a result of that, there were calls coming from everywhere, and from medical directors and from hospitals and from Fidney, EMS, and from private ambulances and volunteer ambulances about, you know, we need to do something for these people. And I think the first thing that happened, I'll be honest with you, as many of us were talking, and was we realized we needed to have this ceremony. And I remember calling Marie Diglio, and who was one of the co-directors, executive directors of REMSCO. And Marie said right away, you know, Nancy and I will talk with Dr. Pizzi, we'll take care of it. And that was like in about 2 minutes. And that's just what they've done. And the credit for today goes to both of them. They're both very special to get this all done. The second thing that happened was, again, so appropriately and wonderfully, the firefighters of New York and the police officers of New York who died, their families, you know, had a death benefit so that there would be a portion of their salary would go on to the spouses and families, as it should. But as our paramedics and EMTs realized, and particularly the ones who came from the services who lost their colleagues, you know, they had a tremendous feeling of incompleteness, that they knew that the EMTs and paramedics of New York, the 8 heroes that died, their last paycheck was September 11th. So they said, we need to do something. We need to reach out somewhere. At St. Vincent's, that first couple of days, we had a public relations firm had been working on a project with us, but there are two young men, Sean Cassidy and Bob Leonard, who had worked with EMS and with the mayor's office and public relations. They were very astute, and I remember sitting down with them, explaining the circumstance and everybody wanting to do something, and I asked them for direction. I said, we need some help to establish this fund. And without dropping a hat, they said, why don't you call Ken Rasky, the president of the Greater New York Hospital Association, and I did, and within 5 minutes, he said, yes, we'll establish the fund. He says, not only will we do it, we need to do it. And then I said, well, wait a minute, Ken, before you commit to that, did you realize that of these 8 heroes, only 3 came from your hospitals? The other 5 came from other services that are not under the Greater New York Hospital Association. He said, forget about it, we'll take care of all 8. And then I asked a question that I think I read about in the papers all the time, so I had to ask the question. And with great trepidation, I said, Ken, you know, how does this work? I'm ignorant on this. Does the Greater New York get 10% of like the fund to run this in the time and the rest go to the families? He said, no, you don't understand. Every single cent that comes into that fund, on the last day that we get a donation, will be divided by the 8 families of these heroes and be distributed 100% of the fund. So this is about Ken Rasky and about Tim Johnson from Greater New York, too. They're very special. We appreciate that. Ken, Tim, please stand up. Please stand up. During the same time, and I never realized it until about a month after September 11th, somebody mentioned to me that two of the long time, and they may not like to be addressed this way, but really EMS leaders during my 25 years in New York City EMS, Chief Andy McCracken, who's the chief of Fidney EMS for New York City right now, he and Jack Delaney, who's from New York Presbyterian Hospital, who's both are wonderful leaders, were meeting for a couple of weeks with Governor Pataki. Right now, they're continuing to try to get legislation to the New York State Senate so that the EMS professionals who lose their lives in the line of duty will also receive that benefit. That's not been passed yet, but with their efforts and their leadership, I'm sure we're going to see that happen. So This is about you too. Finally, I'd like to mention just two other groups if I can. Coming into New York City every day, I drive on the West Side Highway, and I remember those first 2 weeks coming down in about 23rd Street, looking on down to Ground Zero, about a couple miles down the road, there were hundreds of ambulances every day that were there. And one day I said, you know, let me drive down a little bit further and see where they're from. And I must tell you that I looked and I couldn't recognize many of the towns. I couldn't recognize many of the services that these paramedics and EMTs came from. But today is about you too. I see many of you here today because I don't recognize some of you here today. So I know that must be you, but I see the names on your services and the ambulances you come from outside. And not only did you come to help with the rescue right away, you stayed and helped with the recovery as well. I think everybody at New York City EMS will never forget what you did, and we appreciate it. It's about you also. And finally, the last group, again, I'd like to recognize, is just so we can go on from here a little bit. The New York City paramedics and EMTs, for many years before September 11th, and for many years to come past September 11th, have provided pre-hospital emergency medical care to over a million patients who are the residents, the workers, and the visitors to this great city we call New York. Thank you very much.